Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Teresh of the Orthodox Union, filling in today for Naftali Herman. Thank you so much to each of you for joining today's call on Yom Rivi'i, Wednesday, the second day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Meyer of Aish Denver in Denver, Colorado, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Meyer slowly reciting our daily dose of three chapters, three prakim of Tehillim, chapters 23, 121, and 130, prakim Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by the Mishaberach Bercholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Meyer to learn a little bit about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Meyer.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being part of the Daily Chizuk. We live in challenging times, aside from difficult times, everywhere around the world. Particularly in Colorado, just yesterday they announced that they are going back to a code red, and it looks like as a Shabbos will only be allowed to be 10 people per minyan in shul. And we've been in this situation for quite some time, and it's a challenging situation, but we're now in the middle of reading the book of Bereshis. And it's nothing else than the book of Bereshis is full of one challenge after the other. It was even before Abraham, but starting with our own patriarchs, the test of going down to Mitzrayim, the challenges with his family, the challenges that Yitzchak has with having children, Abraham and Sarah having children, going through the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, tribes, everything is full of challenges. And out of these challenges, the entire Torah is written. Out of these challenges grew the Jewish people. 4,000 years after Abraham and Sarah are thinking about what's going to be with the promise that we're going to have children, and Hashem says you're going to have them, and they create what in their times was a Jewish home, 4,000 years later, because they overcame the challenges, we're still here today on this call, and we're still together on Shabbos, and wherever and whenever it is as Jews, it's because they overcame the challenges. So even though we have to deal with the daily pressures of the challenges, it behooves us never to give up hope, but to look to the future, that we're going to be someday better for these challenges. I would like to spend the next 2 minutes just sharing about what are some of the possible responses to the pandemic, or possible, I don't want to say benefits, but things that we have learned from the pandemic that hopefully we can take with us when, God willing, this will be over soon. First of all, personally, one thing I said before Rosh Hashanah was that there was one part of the Rosh Hashanah davening, one part of the Rosh Hashanah prayer service that I did not have any challenge. I shouldn't say any challenge because I don't fully get it, but I didn't have a challenge dealing with this year, and that was Malchios, God's kingship, his sovereignty. Every day it's so apparent with what's going on that he runs the world, and he doesn't just run COVID. Every single thing that happens in the world, Hashem is aware of, and Hashem is in charge of it, and he's putting the challenges in front of us. So to live with that awareness of Hashem is something I don't think, even though it's something that I aspire to, I don't think I've ever been able to do it before on such a constant level as I do now every day. So perhaps recognizing that God running the world is something that we can take to heart and strengthen. And if there's one thing that I think we need to take out of this, and I think this requires real thought from everyone, is the Medrash says that Ein ani mevakesh mishkem, that God says to the Jewish people, I only ask of you one thing, shetu mechabdim, says that you should honor one another. We should treat each other with honor and respect, even those we disagree with, and perhaps even more so, those we disagree with. And we all talk about the concept of achdus, of unity, but what does it really mean? One of my great teachers, Rabbi Noach Weinberg of blessed memory, used to say, you can't use a term and expect it to be meaningful to you if you don't define it. So I think each of us has to define what Achdus really means. I'd actually like to go on a worldwide campaign about this. My friend Rabbi Naftali Schiff in England says he understands that Achdus is Shemira kol echad malas chaverenu belochas ronam, in the words of Rabbi Elimelech of Lejens, that each one of us should see the positive attributes of the people around us and not their shortcomings. We don't have time to go into a lengthy talk about this, but today, when you see someone or you speak to someone who perhaps you're not so fond of, and even certainly if somebody that you're fond of, think of something positive about them. Think about attributes that they have. There were people who you used to like, you don't like anymore. Think about what it was, a positive attribute that you liked about them at the time you were friends. If we're able to, I don't know the absolute solution, but I do know that if we had Achdus between us, if we really were unified as friends and as a people, then Hashem will, in His mercy, hopefully soon, take this plague and illness away from us, and that we'll be able to rejoice in good times together. Amen. I recite Tehillim, Psalm Chav Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Yechsar, B'noiz Desha Yabitzeini, Almei Menucha Sina Haleini, Nafshi Yeshoivei, B'Yancheini V'Maglei Tzedek L'Ma'an Shemoi, Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Talmoves, Lo'ira Ro Ki Ato Imodi, Shivtecha U'Mishan Techo, Heimo Yenachamuni, Ta'aroich L'Fonai Shulchan Neged Tzoreroi, Vishanta Vashemen Roishi Koisi Revoya, Achtoi Vochesed Yidufuni Kol Yimei Chayoi, Vishavti Veveis Adonai, Lo'oi Rech Yomim. Capital Kufchof Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalois, Esa Einai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavo Yezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, I say Shomayim Vooret, Al Yitain Lamois Raglecho, Al Yonum Shomerecho, Kinei Lo Yonum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecho, Adonai Tzilcho Al Yad Yiminecho, Yoimom HaShemesh Lo Yakeko V'Yorech Balailo, Adonai Yishmorcho Mikoro Yishmor Es Nafshecho, Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecho Uvayecho Me'ato V'Yadoi Lom. Capital Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMa'alois Mimamakim Kerosicho Adonai, Adonai Shimo V'Koili Tiyena Ozneho Kashuvois V'Kol Tachnunoi, Im Avonois Tishmor Yoh Adonai Miyamoid, Kimcho Atzulicho L'man Tivorei, Kivisi Adonai Kiveso Nafshi V'Lidvoroi Hecholti, Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomerim l'boiker, shomerim l'boiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbe imoy pedus, v'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonai tzov. I'm now reciting Mishaberach for the welfare and well-being and complete healing of the ill. Shabbat Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Mashahan Zavir Shloimo Hu Borech Birape Etzachaylim. Please insert those names that you'd like to be included in the Mishaberach. Bavur shekulanu mispalum bavuram. Yischazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ale Rachmim Aleihem Lachlimam Rapoisam Lachzikam Lachyesam. Yishlach lahem mehera refuah shleima min hashamayim l'chol evireihem l'chol gideihem v'sarv sh'or chayla Yisrael. Refuah ha'nefesh refuah ha'guf hashkol ba'agolo v'zman korid v'noimar. Amen.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uveshivya haomedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem viyotiyem mitzara lirvacha umeakila leora umishibu ligula hashta bagalo vizman kariv venomar amen. Rabbi Meyer, thank you very much. As we transition to the next part of our call, just would love to learn a little bit about you and your community. Firstly, how are you and your family and your community all doing?
Physically, we're doing well, Baruch Hashem. Spiritually, we are trying to grow every day through the struggles of not being able to be together, of not having a Jewish communal life. We're trying to keep each other up, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we just got a clap this week in Colorado. Again, we don't know of increasing death, and in the Jewish community, there's definitely been an uptick, but it's relatively quite low, what's going on. So overall, Baruch Hashem, we're doing well, but we go through the same challenge as people all over the world.
Of course, understood. Rabbi Meyer, can you give a little bit of an overview about the shul where you work and also the community that surrounds you?
Okay. 1996, the end of 1995, 1996, my wife and I moved to a part of Denver where there, according to the Federation at the time, there were a few thousand Jewish families, but there was absolutely no Jewish presence here. This was at the very end of 1995, so basically we started in 1996. My wife and I set up shop here for 9 years. We traveled from another part of town. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, I came here every day. That's about 13 miles or so from where we used to live. And for 9 years, we came with a van full of children and our family. We made Shabbos and Yom Tov here. We had a place we lovingly called the Shabbos House. It's like the Shabbos Island. Jumping ahead 25 years, Baruch Hashem, we now have a community with a thriving shul, a mikveh, an eruv, no restaurants in the immediate neighborhood, but other kosher establishments like a bakery, many kosher products. And we have a community with, 60, 70 families in the immediate walking distance vicinity. And then it's an esh shul as part of the Aish outreach programming, and there are approximately 200 members to our shul.
Incredible. It's transformative. That's really incredible. What actually, from the beginning, going back to those early years in the 90s, what motivated and what drove you into the rabbinate to work in the pulpit?
The inspiration of a couple of my rabbeim, Rabbi Yisachar Meyer of Yeshivat HaNegev in Netivot. I spent a number of years learning in the yeshiva there, and I saw his and his wife's limitless drive to help Am Yisrael and help the Jewish people. And I had a good rapport with people, and I love teaching Torah and sharing with them. So that's how I got started. I actually had opened an outreach division for the yeshiva here in Denver in 1986, and after 10 years, came and started my thing over here. And it was that drive just to help the Jewish people, help my brethren.
Beautiful. Thank you. One last question for you. Of course, as you've already highlighted, we're living through very unique and challenging and dramatic times. When all the dust settles, what communal changes do you anticipate for the broader Jewish community?
It's hard to know because I don't know what Mashiach is going to look like. And that would be my immediate thought. But I would really, really hope that people will treat each other both in their inner circles and in the people in their own community and people who are different than them, that they'll treat them with greater respect. And when somebody has something to say, that they won't just hear what they say, but they'll actually listen to other people with greater empathy. It doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it means giving people a chance to talk. And I hope our listening will become greater because we should be practicing that a lot at home now, not always thinking about what am I going to say next when somebody else is speaking, but actually listening and being empathetic to the others around us. Okay. I'm hoping we'll have more of that.
Yes, Hashem. That alone should be a chus for bringing Mashiach. That's beautiful. Thank you. Rabbi Meyer, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a glimpse into your community. As well, as with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for words of inspiration from Rabbi Dov Winston of the Young Israel of Merrick in Merrick, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.